I have been taking a lot of criticism. No, it's all right. It's all right. For attaching the nation to the Church of Scientology. I don't mind the criticism. I know that you don't understand. And as the Quran says, unfortunately, you are a people that dispute without knowledge.
Take it and say, I made it. I got it from y'all. I said, okay, I can respect the fact that this white man wasn't a Columbus and said he discovered this. No. He said, no. This came from 50,000 years of thinking men, upon which Scientology and Dianetics could not be possible. The credit is theirs, not mine. First page of the book, Dianetics. Mind you, I'm not pushing no Scientology. Sure. Y'all want to go say whatever, you said whatever. But when you give me a question like this, I have to know. That's why you said, I know why you're on that list. I cannot be limited in my knowledge. I will not be limited to my knowledge. It's because your lack of maturity.
Wow.
Makes you.
As we take a look into black nationalism, we must take a closer look into the Church of Scientology and its paradigm of shifting the thought of black nationalism. In this country, as we know, they have purpose of agenda to recruit in inner city neighborhoods. A man by the name of David Miscavige, who was the director of Scientology, believed that it wasn't racism or the system that caused hardship for people in urban communities, but it was simply devils and demons. Your community is filled with drugs and violence. You're unemployed, broke, and miserable. Your schools are in shambles. It's not racism or the system, it's you. You are possessed with demons and devils. David Miscavige. Shelley Miscavige, who was the ex-wife to David, threatened to expose the secrets of Scientology and ended up missing. The organization YBMB, Your Black Muslim Bakery, had become a splinter group of the Nation of Islam since the 1960s. It was understandable that Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam would begin to separate themselves from the late Dr. Yusuf Bey and the sex allegations and criminal scandals that developed around YMBM. Yet there are some COINTELPRO chaos infiltrators still associated with the group. Now ask yourself, why would the Minister Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam distance themselves from the murder and homicide investigation of the faithful Muslim brother and businessman Wajid Al-Jawad Bey? Why would Minister Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam distance themselves from the destruction of the bakery, a successful black company and corporation that provided jobs, self-sufficiency, independence, opportunities, and most importantly, vital and healthy products for the black community? Unbeknown to many, David Miscavige and the Church of Scientology had been getting in the minds of Minister Louis Farrakhan and members of the Nation of Islam all along to cast out demons and devils.
And I'm here to separate the good Jews from the satanic Jews. Yes, yes, yes!
Scientology Shane X. Woodruff, vice president of the Church of Scientology, attended the International Celebrity Center to address the Nation of Islam in front of the infamous Illuminati pyramid symbol. Shane X, Reverend Alfredi Johnson, and Tony Muhammad of the Nation of Islam together here. The Black Nationalist Muslim brothers and sisters of YBM were designed to be phased out of existence. With Scientology joining forces with Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam was an extremely bold and provocative move by the Illuminati. Dianetics is a set of ideas and practices regarding the metaphysical relationship between the mind and the body that was allegedly invented by L. Ron Hubbard and is practiced by followers of Scientology. L. Ron Hubbard coined the name Dianetics from the Greek stems dia, meaning through, and nous, meaning the mind. My wins have been coming into the knowledge and understanding of my own personal demons and devils, to be able to cast them out and to rightly see myself. Tony Muhammad is the Nation of Islam's Western Region student minister. He has been one of the main individuals to bring the Church of Scientology and Dianetics into the Nation of Islam. According to Tony Muhammad, he said L. Ron Hubbard was a saint and an angelic figure sent to us by the Creator himself. You literally have 1,000 individuals who are empowered with the ability to give sight to the blind, make the lame walk, the deaf to hear, the dumb to speak, the dead to rise. They literally are now armed with the tool that when somebody is in traumatic experience, they can give a pleasure moment, or they can run an engram, or they can run a situation and relieve the person of that re-stimulation, that mental fix that has caused them to be insane with aberrations and mental pain. That's really what being and following God is all about. And that's really the power of the Christ, Reverend Alfredi Johnson. Over 4,000 members of the Nation of Islam were on course with the Church of Scientology, including hundreds studying to become a projected 1,000 fully certified Church of Scientology auditors. This here is a class of 2012 Scientology auditors that came from the Nation of Islam. Minister Louis Farrakhan discussed the mind and spirit needed in order to be a servant and savior of the people swimming in sin. However, black people need to be saved from the enemy and themselves. While addressing the interaction between the Nation of Islam and the Church of Scientology, Minister Farrakhan said he found something in a study of L. Ron Hubbard's technology in auditing that he believed could be used to the Nation of Islam to better prepare them to become saviors of the people. He also spoke of his respect for Mr. L. Ron Hubbard and his importance to whites. In the final analysis, Minister Louis Farrakhan tells us in the opening pages that L. Ron Hubbard was trying to prepare our people to build a brand new world and a brand new civilization. Simply put, a new world order. Here is a picture of Minister Louis Farrakhan in his Freemasonic gear.